Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. I am going to be trying to watch the horror of Fang Rock, which I've been trying to watch for weeks, but, you know, life gets in the way. I'm a busy girl. you know, I've got a full-time job. I've got to go to university. I was confirmed as a bachelor. It's conferred. you get your marks conferred to get your degree, but I've been confirmed as a bachelor. Bachelor of Communications, Creative Writing, that's me. Hi, how's it going? I was going to watch Horror of Fang Rock, but there's Doctor Who news, and you know, we love to chat about the news. I would love to hear from you. How do you feel about the news? So they have finally confirmed that there is a new companion in the TARDIS. So all of the online scuttlebutt was that Millie Gibson was leaving the show and was being replaced. But today they have released some pictures of Millie Gibson with Shruti Gatwa and Varada Sethu, who is, if you've watched Andor, you would have seen her in Andor. She's been in Strike Back, which is one of those British action shows that just seems to go forever. It's got Dan McPherson in it sometimes, which will make Matt happy. I did see Dan McPherson in the gym when I was in Melbourne at the Langham Hotel, which I stayed in because it was cheaper than the place that I normally stay in for work. I know, it's the Langham is quite a fancy hotel. I don't know why it was cheap that week, and it just happened to be cheap. I think there was like a football game on or something, and so all the cheap hotels fill up and only have expensive rooms left, but no one wants to go to the fancy ones, so they reduce their prices. I don't know how it worked, but anyway, I was there for work, and I'm like, I'm staying at the fancy joint. I got some deal. Anyway, I was in the gym and there was Dan McPherson. He wasn't staying there either. he was doing a play because he lives in Sydney. He lives down like the Shire with his kid. But yes, he was in Strike Back. Where am I going with this? Just getting Matt all excited with his Dan McPherson love. he should be in Doctor Who. I would love Dan McPherson to be in Doctor Who. I'm sure Russell T. Davis would be excited to see Dan McPherson around the set. We should petition for that. He was in Foundation. He's very cute in that, bless him. Varada Sethu, who is playing, what's the name of her character? I read it before and now it's gone out of my head. But yes, she's going to be joining the both of them. Although I wonder if, you know, this is kind of like it's taken them ages to get the three of them in the same room to get to release these photos. Although they've been apparently, there's a photo of them at a table read together. Which is, you know, this is the photo that they're sending around. But yeah, I don't know. It feels like they're like, oh, we've got to release this photo because everyone thinks that Ruby's been replaced. But you know, as we saw, one of the episodes is called The Legend of Ruby Sunday, which feels like your last episode or the episode where, you know, you're going to not be in it anymore. Who knows? But they've also confirmed the name of the character that Jinx Monsoon is playing, which has sent people into an absolute frenzy. They're calling Jinx Monsoon's character the Maestro. So, you know, covered in musical notes and the big piano lapels, and obviously got some sort of music powers that entrapping Ruby Sunday, and somehow involved in the Beatles episode, I'm presuming, which I think looks like it's going to be the second episode. So we'll be able to see that the first day, because the first two episodes are going out on the 11th of May. Which is always exciting when you get two episodes. Like, I got excited when Star Trek had two episodes the other day. Star Trek Discovery is back on, and I'm still loving it. But yeah, there were two episodes last week, and I was like, "Ooh, I love when there's two." But yeah, so the reason everyone's gone a little bit lula is because Maestro obviously is Italian for master. And people are just like, oh my God, Jinx Monsoon is the master. Jinx Monsoon is the master. But it feels too obvious. I mean, I guess that's what the master used to do in the old days. Like in the John Pertwee era, he'd be Mr. Magister, the vicar. and other names that kind of vaguely meant master. And then in the 80s, he had these really convoluted disguises, you know, stupid names, and which made no sense. Like, I still don't understand what was the point of the disguise in Time Flight, that weird racist, possibly Arabic, possibly Chinese, just general Orientalism business. Like, it still makes no sense to me. Like, I mean, the racism makes no sense. But also what the master was doing in that story makes no sense. Like, it's completely confounding. It's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you dressed up like that? You're not confusing anyone. But, you know, that's the master. I guess this is why when Russell T. Davis, you know, finally decided to put the master in the show, went, look at all his plans. He's not exactly hooked up right. Let's portray him as a bit manic and not having the best ideas. It's, you know, it kind of makes sense. And then, you know, Stephen Moffat casting Michelle Gomez, who, you know, gives 150%, not quite, you know, the cheese has slipped off the cracker. And you go, okay, yeah, this makes sense to me. but yes, do we think that Jinx Monsoon is actually a new incarnation of the master? I don't know. I don't really know. I was hoping to see some more of Sacha Dhawan playing the master, because that was some completely out there behavior, and I absolutely adored it. Like the you know, the whole Rasputin thing, again, makes no sense, but is delightful. Yeah, it's kind of weird when you look back at the show and the things that you just go, oh wow, how did I buy into this? Like, the Cybermen are always menacing, but their plans are nonsensical. The Daleks seem completely incapable of doing anything, but all of their plans are really sinister and seem to almost come off. And you're like, looking at the old show, you're like, you can't even get through doorways or upstairs, but you have managed to do all these amazing things. Whereas Cybermen, you know, they've got opposable thumbs and have trouble, you know, keeping people in a trap. But yes, I'm you know, I can't, I shouldn't malign my favourite old show, just because it was a bit ropey back in the old days. I mean, it's still like the Cybermen still have not had a decent story realistically since. Oh, I kind of didn't mind the, you know, when they had a giant fleet in the, you know, the last couple of Jodie Whittaker ones of the, of her second series. Like they, that was great. But then they got turned into the Cybermasters and got shanghaied by the Master and was like, oh, they were nearly in charge. The Cybermen were nearly in charge and then became henchmen. But yeah, so how do we feel? Varada Saitu and Millie Gibson alongside Shudigawa, I honestly think that Ruby's not going to be in the new series. That's my theory. And that this is just a photo op that they orchestrated so that they could say, oh, yeah, no, she's not leaving. Please watch this entire series. also, Jinx Monsoon. Is Jinx Monsoon the master, or just is the maestro just such a great character name for someone that does weird things with physical bits of music? I'd love to hear from you. If you're at patreon.com/AdamRichard, you can send me a message or at any of my socials.